Welcome to Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. Society doesn't want you to blame anything but yourself. It's a trait, not mental health. People out there is not going to understand you until you let them know. You definitely got to take into account your mental health. You have to tune into your own mind. Hey, what's going on? It's your man, Casanova Williams, with another Black Men's Mental Health Podcast. You know what? I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry it's been a while since I dropped the podcast, but a lot of you hit me up and you're happy because I released a book, all right? Black Men Are Meant to Be Broken is out. I appreciate all the sales and people hitting me up and congratulating me. I needed to focus, guys, on the book because it was very important for me to drop the book finally. It was very important for me to really get this book out. It was delayed. Like I said, you're probably, if you've been rocking me for a long time, though, I've been writing this book for like 2, 3, 4 years. And, you know, I love the reaction it's getting. I love the love you're giving. I got some book tours planned, some interviews that are coming up. So it's great. I want to thank you for real because, you know, unfortunately, I'm starting to realize maybe I can't do two things at one time or whatever, but there's lots been going on. But good things, though, great things. And I hope great things be happening for you as well. I've been seeing y'all still listen to the podcast every month. Y'all still rocking with me, and I appreciate y'all so much. So trust me, pick up that book. If you ain't already picked up the book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken, it is in the bio of this podcast, a link to it, and go pick it up. I got it for the low on Amazon, and pick it up, man. Like, this book ain't for me to sell out or try to get, you know, be a number one bookseller or anything, man. This is going to the people, to the men that I'm supposed to go to. All right. So what are we talking about today, man? I'm talking about misogyny. All right. So with this book, when I launched this book, you know, this book was, a lot of people expected the book to be about bashing women or me getting on women and how men are abused and you know, just like a pity party for men. But people were surprised, especially women, when they read the book and they actually saw that it was about men taking accountability. Now, the premise of this book is men are meant to be broken, meaning that as men, we need to take our trauma and turn it around and use that to be better men. I've always preached responsibility of a man. Just because I call out what is going on with men, I call out our mental health and things that are unfair to us, does not mean that I negate our responsibilities and what we need to do as men. Because at the end of the day, things aren't fair. That's just how life is for men, especially for Black men. So I had one particular friend, a female, she read the book, and because I gave it to her for her to read it before I dropped it, and she was surprised. She was like, wow, this is not really bashing. Even the parts that I do talk about, I have sections in where I talk about women and what's going on and stuff like that. But even then, she said, you know, and I thought you was going there, you know, but then like you brought it back and you didn't really touch upon the things where I thought you were going. And that was the point of the book. The point of the book wasn't to bash females or to have a pity party for Black men. It was to understand that our trauma, we need to use as strength. It's one thing to recognize the problems we have. It's one thing to recognize, you know what I'm saying, the inconsistencies that we have in our life, meaning how we're treated and how people view us. It's okay to understand that, but with regardless of that, you still have to understand what you can do, what you should be doing. It's like playing Monopoly. Yeah, you can look at what everybody else is doing, making sure they're not cheating and calling them out when they do, but you still got to play the game because you got to understand the game is Monopoly. Regardless of whether somebody's doing something unfair, whatever, that's fine, but you're playing Monopoly and you have to apply to that game. See, as men, we need to understand that we have to apply what we know and our power to the game we're playing, to the reality, our reality. Only way you could play the game is when you know the rules. I want you to understand the rules and play the game correctly according to those rules, not try to invent a whole new game or negate the game that you're in. misogyny. This is something that's come up a lot. I was watching this recent show. I think it's called Adolescence. It's on Netflix, pretty decent show. And the bulk of it is about a young man that kills a girl. And they blame it on internet, misogynistic talkings, men being men, the idea that these women out here are don't want us anymore, so you have to stay celibate or whatever, just all this misogyny thing, you know. And then the girl was teasing him. And these are young, I think junior high school. I think they were in. And he winds up killing this girl that he axed out. And she said, she had some new pictures leaked. He thought that she was weak, so he can go get her and talk to her. And as soon as she did, she said, "I'm not that desperate." And then teased them online. So then, boom, whatever. Now, the story tries to blame the whole misogyny of being a man and the pressures we're under, and the father, he was abused by his father, so he didn't want to do that to his son, but still his son wound up being a killer. Now, I saw something completely different in that story. See, the problem is it has nothing to do with being a man. The son's a killer. See, this is what we do. We take bad traits of people, especially men, right? And then we apply it to, that's being a man in general. And that is so wrong. That has nothing to do with misogyny or anything. For anybody to have the audacity, especially a young child that wants to kill somebody, he is just a sick child. Has nothing to do with being a man. There's people, there are millions upon millions and billions of people that watch videos, that watch crazy videos, but not every man in the world is going around to kill somebody because of these videos. Millions of men, billions of men over the course of time has been insulted and dissed and teased by a female, but they didn't go kill somebody. So the what they're trying to show, and from my perspective in the show, was trying to show that misogynistic ideas could lead to these things and teasing. But in general, that kid was just a sick kid, point blank. And what we got to stop doing is putting these traits on being a man. Like, misogyny is now is like this horrible word right now. Masculinity is this horrible word right now. We go back to the bear. I was watching the podcast, because I've been watching a lot of podcasts and a lot of different discussions, and it was Joe Button's podcast, and he was there with Melissa Ford, and they were arguing about how they were like these things, like, you know, would a woman rather be in a forest with a bear or a man? And most women are a bear, you know. And but they're, you know, and they were saying, like, you got to stop, you know, overall just putting all these negative traits on being a man. Anthony Mackie, you know, the black Captain America, which was a very good movie, by the way. He was saying that he's teaching his men to be men, and people are trying to cancel him, or people are saying a lot of things because he's saying that masculinity over the years has been attacked, and it has. And he's teaching his boys to be men. And Melissa Ford and Joe Button got into kind of back and forth, because she's saying, well, I wonder how pressure that's put on to the boys, blah, blah, blah. And we're saying, see, that's the problem, because at the end of the day, men are not, you know, being raised by fathers in the household, and women or people that aren't masculine are trying to tell these people what masculinity is. And the thing is, that's femininity, you know, and that's what's happening with a lot of our men. So misogyny is this idea that, like, we are just these ape-like men creatures that will do anything to just deteriorate, to negatively impact or make fun of or tease or just ruthless aggression towards females. And it's really sad that this is what we've come to, especially with black men. Other cultures don't have that problem. I touch upon it in my book about simping, you know, how at the end of the day, the world is ruled by men. Let's be honest. Corporations, Congress, governments, all men. But we have this masculinity problem. Why is that? Because at the end of the day, you have these men that want the companionship of females so much that they'll do anything to cater to them. But in turn, they're using women to make themselves more powerful. You know, you have all these gurus out there like Yada and all these so-called relationship gurus are telling men like, oh, cater to women wherever they want. You're not a man. And their definition of being a man is simping out and being a slave to a woman. But in essence, it is the reverse psychology they're using, because you can sit there and say women are everything, but they don't rule nothing. It's coming from men. Even the whole, you know, I'll touch upon this all the time because I know stuff. Even the trans situation, it's men arguing with other men on what a woman is. Like, we don't see many women. Society doesn't have an issue when it comes to a woman transitioning to a man. We don't have that issue. No man has said, oh, I'm fearful of a woman that is a trans man now being in a man's bathroom. There is no argument about that. Congress don't argue about that, anything, but they argue about men being in women's bathroom. And women argue, men that have transitioned are saying they're women now, and I should go into the bathroom. It's a crazy world right now. It's all man problems. And women think it's their problem, but it's really men's problems that's happening right now. Now, I don't want to get deep into it and stuff like that, but it's the man war, I call it. I didn't put this in the book. This is my thing right now. Men are fighting other men for power and control and using pawns, which are women, as chess pieces. Because at the end of the day, men rule the world. Men create the policies. So why is it that we're at war with each other? Because at the end of the day, you have men that are not manly men, masculine. They can't rule by force alone. So they think. Thinkers are not physical people. So they're going to do everything to get the alpha man's out the way so they can control things. And they understand that they use women as a pawn. See, I don't blame women for anything anymore. I used to. There was a time where I really looked at women and said, man, you know, women are the problem. Especially our black women. There was a time where I was there, not for a long time, but there was like, man, you know, but at the end of the day, they're not the problem, it's us. We're at war with each other. Men are at war with other men. It ain't women, it's men. Who controls all the social medias? Men. Who controls the media outlets? Men. Who controls the corporations and the companies and all? It's men. But see, they understand that they want power, they want attention, they want all the glory. So at the end of the day, I know the consumer, I know the army to build, women. I get women on my side, thinking certain things, forcefully empower them. They're going to do the fighting for me. They're going to eliminate all those masculine men that under normal circumstances will run things. But because I'm not that masculine man, I'm not that alpha man, I'm going to let women tear down my alpha men so the betas can rule. Now, some is motivated by just pure greed of money. Some is ran by ego or emotions and things like that, or lack of something. But at the end of the day, it's men fighting men. When you really look, it's like racism, right? People say racism's bad. Black and white's an issue. But at the end of the day, rich people don't give a flying rat's ass. These billionaires, they don't look at somebody's skin color and say, oh, that nigga over there, that's worth, you know, that king in Africa is worth $40 billion. Nobody says, oh, that nigga got, no. They don't talk about that on the upper echelons of life. They don't care about that because they understand that is about money and power. So they look at you and say, oh, you fighting over color. You know, you fighting over the color of your skin, idiots. You know, we'll let you fight and we'll support the fight because it keeps you not looking our direction. See, I've been fortunate enough in life to be in a financial situation where I start to see things different. Now, I'm not saying I'm a Trump supporter at all or a Republican in a sense, but I do agree with a lot of ideas. When you get to a certain status, you start to see things a lot differently. And these are the men that aren't the alpha men, but they're the men that got the power. And shit, maybe they are the alpha men. Maybe they're so alpha, they understand what they have to do to stay in power. See, misogyny and all these things is from men. And it's really funny how we sit here and we're arguing this argument that has nothing. So, you know, we're doing this argument that is stupid. That's why I wrote the book, Men Are Meant to Be Broken. All right. Because see, all these men that are doing this, supporting these policies or something, they went through some type of trauma in their life. Either they were rejected by a woman, their parents pressured them. It was something that triggered them to say, all right, this new strategy of life. I'm going to create this corporation and cater to women and their needs so I can make money. Something happened. Something happened in a man's life that made him say, I'm going to be the dominant man and I'm going to use women to do it. Now, it could be corporate. It could be for love, sex, whatever. I'm not being specific about why they do it, but there's a reason. And to be honest, they're taking their trauma and their pain and using it. Now, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with using it that way. But when you look at it, it's men fighting men. Who's supporting these women movements? Men. Who's supporting all this stuff? Men. Look at the WNBA. Been losing money for years. Now they're complaining about they don't make enough money. Who owns the WNBA? Men. Who's paying these people? Men. I mean, these ladies. Men. And then the same ladies are complaining, saying they don't get enough money, and saying that men should support them and give them more money. I mean, when you think about the irony of life, either you're an alpha man that's going to do what you need to do, and sometimes that is tearing down other men. Because look at it like this. Wars throughout history between men's disagreements, men's point of views. There's never been a woman war. Men are fighting over women, but at the end of the day, men fight each other for dominance. And they do whatever they can. And they use other men. They used other men to do it. I am the king of a country. I don't like that other country. I want their resources or whatever. I use all the men in that country to attack and kill until I win. That means that I can send millions off to their death. That had nothing to do with it, but hey, I'm using them as pawns. War is different now. Power is different now. So what they're doing is using women. Now, like I said, it's for whatever reason. It could be corporate. It could be emotional, whatever. There's different levels to it. Don't get me wrong. But in general, that's what men are doing right now. Using women. Because even the feminine movement, at the end of the day, it would not have happened if men didn't allow it. There has never been an uprising of women that they have physically taken over and dominated the men. Now, if there was, I'm sorry that I stand corrected and I will correct myself in the next podcast. But I have never seen in history women dominate a society and take over and say, now it's a woman's way. I've never seen it. Now, there people talk about tribes and different things of people. I've seen women. There's this tribe where men cut off their arms for the women, or women marry multiple men. And there are those out there. But I've never seen a dominant nation that was ran by women and women. Now, I saw the movie with what's her name? Was it Angela Bassett or the other lady? And about the warrior black women that went out and did wars and stuff and all that stuff. And I saw that. But there was a king there. There was a king that they protected. And I know you go to Wakanda and the women and stuff like that, but Wakanda's ruled by a man. So at the end of the day, I've never seen a female dominant nation that took over from the men and said, this is our way. There have been nations that women have complained, expressed their frustration with the structure, and did it to the point where the men decided to change their mind about it. But it's never been done by force. Men have taken over countries and civilization by force every single time. They've taken it over by force. Women cannot do that. So at the end of the day, anything that's happened to a woman because a man, men allowed it. Either they just got frustrated with just all the complaining, or either they came to a coming to God stance and say, you know what, we should do this for the woman. They, you know, blah, blah, blah. But in general, I'm not saying they didn't deserve it. I'm not saying that women were weak. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that there's never been in the history of the time where women have came and just said, fuck y'all niggas. We doing what we got to do. We taking over. We're like, oh man, we can't. No. It's always been a man saying, sure, I agree with that movement. I agree with what you're saying. And then Congress or the chiefs or whatever said, all right, fine. We're going to allow this. Now, you could be mad all you want. And if you got some examples of it, then let me know. Because maybe there was a civilization or something that women came through and debauched shit and was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, let me know. That would be great. But I don't know of it. But I stand correct if there was. And even if there was one or two, that is still 0.00001% of all civilizations, tribes, and nations that have had revolutions or had wars that, you know, the dominant men are trying to, ascend their authority over something. It's always been men doing it. And women have been allowed. So at the end of the day, when you say a really look at this whole problem, it's a man problem. Ain't a woman problem. Because they do what we allow them to do. Let's be real. They do what we allow them to do as men, as a nation. So don't be mad at women no more. Now, don't get me wrong. They are doing things because the power they are allowed it, they allot it, they are doing some crazy things, especially the black men, you know? So it doesn't negate what they're doing. So don't get me wrong. I'm not sitting here trying to say, oh, you know, forgive women. Women are powerless and I'm not saying that. Okay. At the end of the day, you know, just because you're given certain rights and responsibilities and power does not mean you should abuse it. And at the end of the day, there are a lot of women that are abusing that power, in a sense, abusing the connections they have, the opportunities they have to use it to bash men. So at the end of the day, there are a lot of things that women are doing wrong, and they're doing it wrong consciously now. So that's another discussion. What I'm trying to say is that as men, we need to understand the man problem is other men. Because they are the ones allowing it or encouraging it. It's like Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter was funded by a white man. The black women came in, got the money, and ghost bought mansions and all that stuff. And we sit there and we look at these women. Oh, these women are the worst terrorists, all that. And that all may be true. But let's look at who set it up. It's not even a black or white thing at this point. It's a man that supported a movement that he knew was bullshit. And he supported it, funded it, gave it money. And then moved on to the next. But we're mad at the three women. And rightfully so. So don't get me wrong. Just because somebody's the mastermind of the crime don't mean the people that went along with it aren't wrong as well. So if they're masterminding something, you say, oh, well, you know, these poor women, they went along with it as well. So they are as guilty. So I understand the anger and the pain. But on the other hand, we don't look at the man that funded it, that allowed it, that pushed it. So men are meant to be broken, in my book, right? It really speaks on us taking our trauma and being men, building our own society. Because at the end of the day, when we are distracted by the real problem, then you're distracted. If you're looking at pointing fingers at these women and this and that, and oh, white person, black person, this white, then you are distracted. You are distracted. Like, it's okay to know. It's like driving, right? I understand when I drive, that I have to be offensive. I know that there are people that can't drive, people that shouldn't be driving, people that got know damn well they shouldn't have drove today because they were too tired. There's all of these factors that are true to my driving experience. So at the end of the day, I understand that I could be driving and a brick could fall right on my car. I could be driving and my car's engine messes up. I could be driving and a tire pops out and I slip. There's so many things that are out of my control that can happen, and I understand that. But the majority of driving, I'm in control. I'm in control of the car. I'm in control of where it goes, if it goes left, if it goes right, if it goes fast or slow. I'm in control of that. I'm in the driver's seat. And now I have the knowledge of what could happen. So I'm looking out. I know that I could be driving and I could be doing the speed limit and a cop could still pull me over. The cop could pull me over and give me a ticket. I know that's a possibility, but I do also know that my chances of that will happen if I'm driving a car with really, really dark tint or I'm speeding. So see, this is the thing. If you can navigate understanding the factors that could happen, you can navigate life better. And all I'm saying is use what you know. Because you may have learned through trauma that, you know, driving a tinted black car at night is going to, my chances of being pulled over as a black man is more. So instead of me doing that, then I won't tint them that dark. See, the thing is this, it's not accepting unfair treatment, but it's understanding the war you're in. Then you could play the game better. See, the problem is men, especially black men, we're not playing the game anymore. We're not using our trauma that we went through in life and empowering us to be better. Like, shit, I went through that shit. So you know what? I'm gonna play the game better. I'm gonna be stronger. I'm gonna be more masculine. I'm gonna be more direct. I'm gonna be more head of my household. Whatever it is, you got to use your trauma to be a better man. Because as a man, it is within our DNA to rule, to be alpha, to be the man. Man, see, even these beta guys that run the company, stuff like that, they're alpha as far as like, I'm going to rule and I don't care if other men, because see, men are not meant to be together to build. Women are. Meaning women, that's why women have a natural connection with each other. Men, we don't. Because at the end of the day, we have the eye of the tiger. We want to be number one, regardless of whether you're a insecure man, whatever. It's the desire for the man in society will make it where you understand that you are on your own and you have to build your own life. See, women are different. Women depend on other things. Men have to create things. You know? Women are the nurturer of things. They take your seed and nourish it to a child. They turn a home into a house, they turn a house into a home, right? But we build the house. We plant the seed for the baby. We build the table, as they're saying right now. Because at the end of the day, it's not about what she brings to the table. It's about you building the table for her to do what she needs to do for the table. See, I've heard people say, oh, you know, she is the table. She is the table. You know what I'm saying? She is the table. No, you build the table and she makes the table better. You build the house. She makes it into a home. You build the life. She makes it into a beautiful journey. See, but as a man, you have to understand and accept that. See, misogyny, masculinity, all these things that are trying to put negative traits on it, who cares? Because at the end of the day, you have to create your own world. See, these people, these men out here that are creating their world, of whether it's for sales or for their own insecurities, whatever it is, they're creating their own world. They're creating their reality, because that's the power of a man, especially of a black man. See, black men are the most desirable beings in the world. Like, let me tell you, black man, you can go to any country and a woman wants you. They want to sleep with you. They want to have sex with you. They want to have your babies. They want to marry you. They want you. We're desirable. No other race could say that. No other race of men could say that. White men are only desirable not because they're like, wow, it's because of status. And they marry the white man. But at the end of the day, they want the black man. Because at the end of the day, that's what you are. That's the power you hold. Think about it. What black woman that gets with a white man that doesn't try to turn him black? I know so many interracial couples where she started dating this white man and he go from looking like, a nerd glasses to now he got swag. Now his hair's getting faded. He's wearing better clothes. You know, he's wearing Jordans. He just has his swag up. Because at the end of the day, every black woman wants a black man. And so it's being our narrative. They don't think they can get one. They try to take this white man and change him to black. It's rare that I see that a black woman doesn't do that to a white man where like now all of a sudden he swagged out. Look at Taylor Swift and with that football player. You know what I'm saying? When he was dating a black girl, he had fades. He was, you know what I'm saying? He was swagged out. But that's what the black woman does because they understand every person wants a black man. We can go anywhere in the world and they want you. They desire you. So, of course, the other races are intimidated by that. Of course, they look at a black man and say, we need to stop this because he's going to take everything. Because what comes with women? Power, money, respect, all that stuff. So, of course, they want to stop that. And not because they hate you. Has nothing to do with it. Like, see, we really think that there's this hatred for black men. And I think it's been embedded in us from slavery that they just freaking hate you. They don't hate you because they envy you. It's not hate, it's envy. See, when you understand it, when I started to understand that for myself, I started to move differently. I started to understand that they don't hate me, right? They may think it's hate, but they envy you, right? Hate is like, I want to kill you. I want to, I just hate you for X. No, they don't hate you. And I know you may say, well, Cass, isn't that kind of like hate? It is, but it's more envy because I guarantee that any person that has lynched a black man, killed a black man, been against a black man, that they would have traded if they could be a black man with the same rights they have, they would do it in a heartbeat. Because at the end of the day, the black man is everything. It is the original man. It is the masculinity is the black man. That's why they're trying to the misogyny and anti-masculinity, because the equivalent, the example of masculinity is a black man. It's not a white man, not an Asian man, not a Russian man, not even a Spanish man. It's a black man. We are the definition of masculinity. So at the end of the day, the whole misogyny and stuff like that, that's, to be negative. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is, So, but you know what? Maybe I'm using misogyny out of context. Misogyny is the hatred of women, right? But, and so maybe I've been using it wrong, right? Maybe I've been, because I want people to listen about the old, caste misogyny means the hatred of women, right? It means like, men that hate women, Like, blah, blah, blah. It's not the hatred of women. Misogyny is used in replacement of masculinity now. Maybe that's what I need to say. That misogyny is the new masculinity now. Maybe that you know what that's it. See, sometimes when I'm talking to podcasts, I discover things, right? Because I've been using misogyny, say, oh, misogyny not bad, but the definition of misogyny is the hatred of women, right? So, okay, we're gonna flip it up. Misogyny is not what it is. Misogyny, new definition, is masculinity. So now anything masculine is seen as the hatred of women. So maybe that's a better definition or my explanation of things. So at the end of the day, what we have to understand is that masculinity is not misogyny. Maybe that's better. Maybe that is better. Because misogyny has nothing to do with gender. It's just hatred of women. Like, I think a woman could be misogyny per the definition is the hatred in women. Like, a woman could hate another woman. That could be misogyny, technically, by definition, right? I mean, quote me if I'm wrong. But misogyny and masculinity are not the same thing. And that's what's going on right now. But see, as men, we can't worry about that. We can't worry about that because at the end of the day, women don't even matter when it comes to the battle we're fighting. We're fighting each other. We're fighting other men. And that's been the same fight all over the, you know, Abel killed Cain. That was his own brother. Right? Because men, see, people talk about the original sin, right? The original sin, I guess they say that it was Eve, betraying Adam, right? But no, it's not. It was Abel killing Cain. Because at the end of the day, a woman is always going to follow. She is always going to be a distraction to a man. And is Adam messed up because he listened. He didn't listen to God. He listened to his woman and messed him up. He didn't listen to what he knew was right. He listened to his woman. Adam is probably the first simp, to be honest. The God, the high power, the person that created who told you, yo, don't go over to that tree, my man. I'm just letting you know. I'm looking out for you, bro. That tree right there is bad. Don't even go there. Right? Instead of him saying, nah, God, you know, Eve like, oh, let's go. Nah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Nah, nah. You know what? Nah, I'm not doing that. You need to see your ass over here. Yo, all these other trees. Yo, no. You know what? I don't know what to tell you. That's on you. You go over there. I'm stopping you. You ain't going nowhere. But no, he's like, all right, Eve, let me see what's going on. And then all of a sudden, boom, they kicked out. Right? But then, Abel and Cain, right? Cain killed his brother, right? Or Abel killed his brother. No, Cain, yeah. Cain killed his brother because his brother was cooler. His brother was an alpha and he was a beta. He wasn't like him. So he killed him because he was jealous. Oh, Abel got it all. So I'm going to kill him. See? That's what it is to be an alpha male. You're going to be attacked by the simps. See, God is the biggest alpha of them all. And he knew I shouldn't be going over there. But he did it anyway. Adam. Cain, biggest simp. Oh, he's better than me. So we've been battling ourselves. Women, and it's not even women. Women are just one thing that could distract us. But we've been battling ourselves for dominance. And that's what it is. Women are the pawns of men trying to be dominant for whatever reason. Money, love, sex, whatever. Men will do anything to be the dominant one. And when you're the alpha, when you're on top, they're going to attack you. Like, you know, like, what's his name? The guy, Majors, Jonathan Majors, right? Jonathan Majors, you know what I'm saying? He has a little court thing, found guilty, whatnot. So he's coming back, right? He's doing his thing. He's coming back. All of a sudden, what was it? Vanity Fair, Forbes, what are these magazines? Drops a tape and an article of him admitting to strangling the little white girl. Who made that call to see this man's downfall? You think it was a woman? Do you really think it was a woman sitting there saying, oh, we got him now? No, a woman's emotional. Women would have dropped that shit as soon as they got it. They would have dropped it in the thing. They would have said, drop that right now. But who are the editors that control what comes out? Men. This is a big black diesel man that had everything. It was taken down for whatever reason, stupid, whatever. You know, I'm not here to discuss that, right? And then as soon as he come making his comeback with this new movie about to come back, and people are like, ah, you know, whatever. Boom. The beta guy that don't like this black man that's about to come back and overcome. We going to get him. Let's drop this. Right before his comeback. Do you not understand? See, the thing is, black men's mental health is us understanding things and not being thinking we're crazy. See, we're crazy when we thinking that it's when we don't know the problem. Okay. Now, like I said, there's mental health. There's all that. So don't get me wrong. It's all of that. So that's not to negate those problems. But in general, craziness is when you don't, your eyes are blind to the truth. Black men, we are under attack by other men. Other men are our problem. And we cry and we're distracted at our black women saying they're the problem, but they're not the problem. They are the pawns on the chessboard because the ones moving them are other men. And sometimes they even use other men as pawns, like the yadas and stuff like that. Why do you think the media, their algorithms are being pushed in timelines? Not mine. When I talk about this stuff, my algorithm is low. They ain't pushing that. But they're going to push a guy saying a woman is this and a woman is that. And you need to serve a woman. You're not a real man. They push that all day long. They push the podcast where men are talking about, oh, you know, a man got to cater to the woman. But they push all that. Then they push the idiots that are saying they think they're saying things for man, but they're doing dumb shit. Like Fresh and Fit and all that. Oh, yeah, you know, men are this, men should do that. But they up there berating little girls or young women that are OnlyFans chicks. So at the end of the day, that's what it is. You know? Then when somebody is maybe saying something good, they're going to do something to fuck it up. You know, I didn't like tonight's conversation. I thought it was always bullshit. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? They started internal turmoil. I mean, that's what they do. See, you have to see it. See, once you accept the reality of this world, you know how to navigate it. When you understand what it really is, so you have to use that. See, that's what it is as a man. It goes back to the days where, like, the tribe chief would send you out into the woods and say, kill that lion. If you come back alive, you're a man. If you don't, you're dead. And if you came back with that lion mane around your neck, you got all the bitches and money and attention and use the man. Yeah, you're going to have them haters. But you such a man that you know who your haters are and you eliminate them. Like, think about it. A lion, when a lion goes into a new pride and he kills the head lion at the time, what's the first thing he does? He kills the kids. He goes out there and kills the kids. Because that is not his blood, that he cannot rule. Because one, what's going to happen? They're going to, little kids going to grow up and say, you killed my daddy. See, women ain't going to do that. A woman is just going to love the man. Like, oh, I love you. You're the man now. He was too weak for me. But he kills the kids because them kids would be like, oh, you ain't my daddy. And then, who is the mother going to nurture the kids? I love the kids. The kids, all the kids don't like it. But no. You kill the kids. Because he knows I have to have absolute dominance. But then he has to keep it. See, that's the problem. See, he has to keep it because lions are going to be attacking. They see a weakness, they're going to come in. The little young niggas around going to look and say, oh, he weak today. He limping. Get him. That's what they do. See, that's life. When you on top and you strong, other guys are going to look at it. How many of you guys had a girl that your boys were like, damn, your girl's fine. And you knew as soon as you left her, niggas is hollering. Think about it. Because men see what other men have. If you're a dominant man, they want what you have. And they say, damn, you have a bad bitch. Oh, he let her go. If I have that bad bitch, I'm going to be like him because he's dominant. And as soon as you weak, they're going to take it away. See, that's what it's about. You have to understand that. I'm not here to bash women at all. I'm not here to say women are weak. I'm not here to say that there aren't cultural things happening. Oh, I'm not saying all that. So please don't sit there and say, oh, Cash just thinks, you know, men are just, no. All those things can be simultaneously correct as well. Like you don't understand. It could be right this way and also right the other way. But when it comes to men, we are meant to go through trauma and bullshit to make us stronger. You cannot be a leader. You cannot be an alpha without struggle. I am the man I am today because I went through struggles. There's no forgiveness for men, especially a black man. You are meant to be an alpha. Now, how you choose to be an alpha is how you do. I don't know. But that's what it is. Men fight for dominance. They want to rule. So at the end of the day, you have to understand that. So all this misogyny, masculinity talk, all this stuff, blaming women, man, we got to stop that, because at the end of the day, the real enemy ain't the women. You know, all these allegations and things that happen with women, we leave ourselves open. Now, don't get me wrong. Have there been false allegations that happened? Have there been a man ain't do nothing wrong? And yes, it happens in life. But just like you could be walking down the block and just slip on a crack and fall and bust your head and die. Like, you can't sit there and worry about the things that is going to happen to you that you can't anticipate. See, I stopped living my life for others. I started living my life and creating my own world. And those that want to be part of the world, then that's on them. This is my world, my kids, my wife, my friends, everybody around me, my businesses. This is my world I created. And I understand there are things that are going to happen that are out of my control, all that stuff. But as a man, because I've been through trauma, I know how to react. I know how to come back. I know how to overcome. I know how to get through the storm. And that's what I mean by men are meant to be broken. We're meant to be broken because those lessons, those hard times we go through, make us stronger, make us smarter, make us more aggressive. Now, aggressive of beating nobody, I'm not saying that, but aggressive as far as like, this is what I want. See, these men that are running things, whether you want to say they're alpha or beta or whatnot, they're running things because they understand the game and they're using it to their advantage. It could be from a simp mentality, but it works for them. You know, especially now, because at the end of the day, simping is running things. So they're using it, whether it's for corporate gain, monetary reason, or just for attention, whatever. But we have to understand that men are at war with other men, and we just don't know it. We always been at war with each other. We've always coexisted, but never, you know what I'm saying? We coexisted. And depending on where you at, you play your role. If you are meant to be a king, you will do everything to be a king. But if you're not meant to be a king, then you will be a follower and you will die. But even in that, men are honored. I have honor in dying for my king, for dying for that leader. That is my honor, serving. Because at the end of the day, that's respectable as a man too. See, it's so many different ways we can go with this. And I only have an hour podcast. And I've actually went over. I'm trying to do half hour. And there's so many things we could dissect with this. I just really wanted to talk about it because I saw that show and just my book and stuff. But, you know, first, I want to thank everybody that's been really supporting me, rocking with me. And I know sometimes I may go all different topics, but it's a deep conversation because it's deeper than what we think. You know, just the topics I touch upon today, the subjects I touch upon today could be a whole series of podcasts, to be honest. But at the end of the day, I just wanted to touch upon these things because I saw the movie, I saw these podcasts, and then I got the book coming out. But I want to thank everybody who's been rocking me and supporting me. I see, you know, I'm just really humbled by the people that follow me. Every month I'm getting new followers. Every month people are listening to the podcast. Even I don't drop a podcast and I, you know what I'm saying, still be like 100, 200 people that listen to old podcasts. And I appreciate y'all so much. I really do. You know, I appreciate everybody supporting me and my wife's new show, Divorce Not an Option, that we do weekly. You can look on YouTube if you look up Divorce Not an Option podcast on Divorce Not an Option on YouTube. And you can follow us, you know, on Cass and Bell. Also, the couple of critics, me and my wife, been getting into this critic stuff, man, watching shows and criticizing them and stuff like that. So definitely, you know, follow a couple of critics.com. And follow that, man. The skin line is still there. We're working on the big campaign right now. We're coming up with treatments and stuff. So look at cultured.skin, cultured with a D, cultured.skin. You could check that out, man. And like I said, pick up the book. Men Are Meant to Be Broken. This book is really, it's great because of my first original concept. The other books I've written were, you know, tutorials or how to do, but this is my first concept book. It's not that long, maybe 120 pages, something like that. But at the end of the day, it took so long because I really wanted to get to what it was about. That art, we had to use our trauma to be better men and not blame everybody else. Because I've been there, guys, blaming everybody, and it's easy to do that. But it's hard to look at reality and face reality and move in reality. But I appreciate you so much, man. I really do. Follow me on Instagram, Casanova Williams. Follow, you know what I'm saying? Follow, you know, Black Men's Mental Health on Instagram as well. And on Facebook, both of them on Facebook and Instagram. I'm not on TikTok. Maybe I do have a TikTok. I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? Or go to the website, blackmensmentalhealth.com, or my personal website, casanovawilliams.com. Download the Culture Radio. You could catch this episode or all my episodes on there. Also, you can catch this episode on everything, you know, iHeart, iTunes, everywhere. I'm everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to FeedSpot for always supporting and keeping me on that top 100 black mental health list. I'm always in the top 10. I may slip down to like 15 or 12 now. I don't know because I haven't been doing the podcast, but I appreciate FeedSpot.com for showing, you know, the world this podcast and making me a top podcast in the world on their list. I appreciate you so much. All right, guys, until next time.